reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine riding.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Stuck in the gun.
Woo!
And I'm having a hard time.
Holy Hurricane Pound.
I give you two claps and a red flag.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's the sexual, intellectual, double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and he's the all-time wins leader in Backyard Royal Rumbles in Portsmouth, Ohio, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Doing well, and I detect no lies.
Lots of wins down. I bet you guys had some crazy rumbles down there in Portsmouth on the east side. I can only imagine it. You guys throwing each other out. You guys don't even have to have a reason to throw each other over the top rope of anything down there. I've witnessed many of fights, and that's quite the accomplishment, man. So congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. But see, all the dirt bags live down on the east side. I'm from the west side down in the retirement community, and I actually hold wins over people getting Social Security. So I take full pride in those victories.
Well, they should have been bumping their gums, right? That's their fault.
Well, that's all they had. So, I mean.
You want to go through some shout-outs real quick?
We should. I think we should.
I'm going to knock mine out first. First off, I want to shout out the brothers over at Fully Posable. Jeff and Scott, the OGs of this wrestling fair community. They're fathers of the fig life. Cousins of the legwork. Jeff gearing up for a big fantasy baseball season. He's going to be in my league this year, him and a guy he works with. Very excited about that. Scott, drunk wrestling history, off to the races. Good job on that, and go support those guys totally. If you guys see Fig Life, that's basically that came from their minds. So, you know, they all this kind of started with them, and let's keep it rolling. Wrestling Toy Tracker. You know, if you guys are out shopping for Galoobs, Hasbros, Retros, LJNs, they give you an original, like an estimate price of a loose or mint on card figure. So it's good. You go to wrestlingtoytracker.com. It's a good resource to have. Like I said, mint on card or loose, like an average price you're going to find on eBay, kind of gives you a ballpark of what you should be paying, especially if you're in a pinch or at a yard sale, you're at a flea market, whatever. You know what I mean? It's good to have. The Ohio Players, Sean, Drew, Tara, Ty's wife's husband, Candace, Cody Baker, all y'all, man. I'm excited to see everybody at AEW Dynamite next week, taking the day off work, going up there. Cody Baker's riding with me, so is the homie Julian. So very excited to see everybody there. We're going to meet up for some food and beers before. We're going to go enjoy the show. I can't wait. Going to be great. And also, guys, a special shout-out, Mr. Rogers' Epic Wrestling Collection on YouTube. Go check him out. It's my buddy on there, him and his son. They basically go through their collection. They go through various collectibles they have. You're going to see some legwork segments when they're out shopping for toys. Anything that basically they kind of just do what we do, but just in video form. It's very good, very excellent. I go support them a lot. Also, RJ Krasinski over at Ringside Rant. I hope I didn't fuck up that name. I'm sorry. But he ran a great interview this week. I think it was last week, actually. Most recent episode with Nikita Koloff. I thought RJ, a great get for his podcast. The interview was fantastic. It's a basic shoot with Nikita. Nikita didn't hold anything back, and I thought it was great. So, RJ, good job on that. Barry, go ahead, brother.
Well, I'm going to put him over this week. GBM, the motherfuckest.
Titan of the targets.
The fucking Walmart wonder.
The thrower.
The fucking, the cat.
Master of the harpoon.
Captain Ahab, the fucking master of the spear. But let me tell you what this fucker did. Now, if you recall months ago, I mean, this is months. I was talking about cookies and cream Twix, and they've been discontinued, et cetera, et cetera. The other day, he comes in the DMs out of the woodwork and has found 5 cookies and cream Twix. I don't know where the fuck he got them, but he's sending them to me. Earned himself 3 minutes of airtime here on Doing the Favor. Next minutes.
Week. He thought it was going to be tonight.
Well, you know, if he watched the watch along 2001, he'll notice right to censor, and that's what we're going to do to poor GBM. He doesn't know it yet, but we're censoring the fuck out of GBM. Mr. Undefeated himself, the DTF security team, he rolls one deep. The man's card collection is amazing. You can call him Cleaner. We call him Mike the Cleaner. We call him the homie. We call him Anthony Vito. His son is fucking the songbird of the generation. Can sing. He definitely didn't get that shit from Cleaner, though. But, yeah, I mean, a good dude. Good dudes.
Cleaner spits a different kind of fire.
Well, let me tell you, Cleaner's looking for more expensive figures, is what I guess is what I'd say. He's gearing his collection more upscale. He's not fucking around anymore with these low tier fucking things. Let me give a shout out too to Dobro. This dude's phenomenal as always. Hit me up the other day just asking how I was. So Dobro, we love you, man. Who's the other one I wanted to give a shout out to? Oh, that's right. Candace. Ty's wife. Ty's wife's husband's wife. You know what I mean? This fucker, Ty, that is, pasty fucking white boy himself. He has never met a sunlight that wouldn't burn him. But his wife is a special kind of person to deal with him day in and day out. She is amazing. Here at Doing the Favor, we appreciate you, Candace. Thank you for all the support and everything. And if you ever get a chance to throw fucking Vienna sausage water on him, there's a 20 in it for you. So with that, that's my shout outs. That's going to round it out.
Can we have one more special shout out, Barry?
We should.
I woke up this morning and Dobro, we spoke about Danhausen on this show before, right? And he would be very disappointed in us for swearing. I apologize, Danhausen, but Dobro, I talked about how I enjoyed his work. I was getting into it, and I encourage you guys to do the same. Go on YouTube. He has a lot of stuff on there. But Dobro went out of his way and had him make a little video for us. And Barry, do you mind if I play that for you real quick? It's about 30 seconds.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Hello, yes, Doing the Favor podcast. Dobro has sent me to say hello to Eric and Barryhausen, I believe, of some sorts. Danhausen hears you talk about figures. But Danhausen, look at this. That's Michael Myers from Austin Powers. Isn't that nice? Anyways, Danhausen has many, many things. Look, it's a calendar. There's a clock. Very nice. There's a nice button fashioned from buttonings. And, yes, look at that skull. Oh, no, don't see that. Anyways, have a great podcast time. No swearing on it.
So, Danhausen, thank you so much for making that. Dobro, thank you for arranging that. That was the first thing I saw when I woke up today, and it popped me huge. So, I thought that was fucking cool.
Yeah, man, that was definitely an awesome thing for Dobro to do, and we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Barry, you ready to get in some news?
We should. I love a little news.
Barry loves a little news. Well, we're just going to go ahead and just get right into it. We have Basic 106 is up for pre-order on Ringside Collectibles right now. You have Finn Balor, you have Triple H, you have R-Truth, Carmella, Johnny Gargano. Carmella is getting the Chase. Barry, we've gotten pictures of him now. Your thoughts?
Johnny Gargano, even his basics are fucking banging. Like, he might be the new fig guy that just... He is a genetic fig made. He's a genetic figure.
Toyetic.
Yeah, there you go. He's very toyetic. And so far, both of the figures I've seen of him look amazing. And that is a pretty sweet basic. The one I don't like is Triple H, just because Ty's wife's husband will like that one.
I like the R-Truth and I like the Gargano. We're getting so many Finn Balor basics, it's ridiculous.
Right.
I feel like that 98, there's like 10 of them on every Walmart I go to. Also, we have the Elite 75 available for pre-order. We've gotten pictures. Guys, go to wrestlingshop.com. Go there, coming soon. Get pretty good pictures of everything kind of all in one row. If you just want to look at everything coming up, get the Hurricane Chase, Billy Kay, Target exclusive. Is it Target exclusive? I apologize if I'm wrong here. Barry, I know I sent you the chart we're working off of.
Yep, she's Target.
Target exclusive. Your thoughts on this Elite 75, Barry?
You know, I like the Hurricane. I think everybody's super pumped up for the Hurricane. The Pete Dunne is actually really nice, too. I like that. Ethan is all about this Jeff Hardy that's coming out. He sent me a text today asking about the gear. I don't know what gear that was. I told him he needs to ask you. I was like, Eric will know the gear better than I would. I even, after seeing it, I actually kind of like the Callisto as well. I mean,
I think the gear is from when he was first starting to do single stuff.
Okay.
So, no, I wouldn't say the tag team was breaking up, but they were just, you know, remember that time where they went different directions?
Right, and didn't draw. I got
and
it.
Matt, yeah, well, Jeff, Matt Hardy had the V1 thing going.
With, who was his little dude he was always with? Shannon Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the Hurricane. I'm going to get both. I know Jobbing with Josh particularly excited about this. He's actually like, it's got his mind working and like adding like other Hurricane figures to his collection, which I think is cool. One cool thing about collection is like you see something collecting, you see something, and then I'm sorry, I have to apologize. I bit my tongue today eating Chipotle and it hurts like a motherfucker to talk.
Say, if you would have had a fucking cheeseburger, that wouldn't happen.
What's wrong with Chipotle? Chipotle's kind of not super healthy.
Oh, fuck. What'd you eat? What was it you ate from there?
I had, my Chipotle order is brown rice, black beans, chicken, the hot salsa, sour cream, and lettuce. Also with a side of chips and a side of hot salsa.
You lost me as soon as you said brown rice.
What? What's wrong?
I mean, are you... That's all you named. You're like brown rice, fucking lettuce, all this shit that, you know, a true husky gentleman would never eat.
What's your Chipotle order?
I don't even have a Chipotle out here. So I can't say what it would be. I don't even know what the hell Chipotle has.
Oh my God.
Hey, we're out here in these fucking country back roads.
I passed 3 Chipotles on the way to work.
That's because you're in fucking Columbus where there's a 20 of everything.
There's sort of civilization.
Right. Or like I said, we're out here.
Yeah, hey, when you come to Columbus in March, Chipotle's on me.
Hey, I appreciate it.
I'm going to videotape that shit. You ordering Chipotle. We're going to go Twitter live with it.
Well, that'll be funny because I'll get a, huh? What? What'd he say?
No, but as I was saying, cool thing about collecting, like Jobbing with Josh, saw the Hurricanes, thought of different ways he could add Hurricane to his collection, which is cool. Pete Dunne, people are going to be thirsty for it. I think kind of way people are with Aleister, Elite 73. Now Seth Rollins is trash. Sorry, Ethan.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry. And Mandy Rose. I think that if a figure could get a man thinking a certain type of way, especially if that man's Hova, it would be this Mandy Rose Elite 75.
I ain't mad at him.
I ain't mad at him either. Shout out Hova.
Yeah.
Also, we got some drawings of Elite 76. Actually, we got the lineup for Elite 76. I'm going to go through it real quick, and then we've seen some drawings. Again, go to wrestlingshop.com. Go to coming soon. You'll be able to see it. But Elite 76, we have Heavy Machinery, Otis and Tucker. We have Lacey Evans. We have John Cena. We have Braun Strowman. We have Christian. So we know the Cena and the Strowman are going to be from WrestleMania 35. So you're talking about your Thugonomics, right? Christian, you're getting Brood Christian, and he's getting the Chase. Barry, you're looking at these figures right now. What stands out to you? What do you think?
You know, Lacey Evans stands out in this, actually. I actually really like that figure. Christian, of course, he's got the cup with the little blood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Otis, phenomenal, per usual. I mean, it looks almost like my twin, so I have to like that. That 76 looks really, really good. I'm excited for that.
Love Heavy Machinery. I'm going to get both of those. Love the Christian. Probably get both of those, and I'm probably good. Maybe Thugonomics Cena. Maybe. But I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see Lacey when I get it in hand. There's, you know, I say this all the time. Gonna get it, not gonna get it. And then when you get it in hand, you kind of change your mind a little bit. Love Brood Christian. We talked off air. We think this will lead to, Brood Edge. A newer Brood Edge and possibly a Gangrel.
Yeah.
And also, we just seen a few drawings here just because we're looking at them right now. Is some Elite 77. So we have the Viscera and the Ravishing Rick Rude, with both have been confirmed for Elite 77. Obviously, Freddie Blassie is the Walmart exclusive from Elite 77. We haven't seen that. I think this is going to be the SummerSlam set, kind of like they did with 68. Is that the right series? 60, yeah, 68.
Yeah.
So Rick Rude's a must. From a SummerSlam match he had with Warrior, obviously, if you look at the tights, you can see that. And the Viscera is dope. You know, everyone loved the King Mabel, and I think the Viscera will get a similar reaction. Your thoughts, Barry?
I actually think the Viscera looks better than the King Mabel myself. I mean, if that's how it comes out, I mean, I think that looks better than the Mabel. Rick Rude, of course, is a must. I'm looking at the Fiend. Of course, you can't tell nothing. It's still, you know, in production. Rhonda, she has a bat on each eye. Will not be getting that. That'll be on your clearance rack quickly.
Pete Opla's gonna get that for you. Make sure you got it.
Yeah, he'll get me fucking an Elite 77 Rhonda, and he'll get Eric a fucking autographed Omar Vizquel baseball or something.
Shout out Pete.
Fuck Pete. I love Pete.
You going to shout out Boot to the Face? You're on their show this Friday.
Apparently, I'm on Boot to Debate. I didn't know until I listened. And I was like, I guess I am. Nobody had asked me. I mean, Chris Rucker, he didn't even slide in DMs. He just booked me. I mean, we're cool, but, you know, White Marty is the judge. And I kind of feel like they're going to try to stack the deck. You know what I mean? I don't want to say that White Marty's holding a grudge, but he is.
Why would he be holding a grudge?
Well, because I don't want to put it publicly, but I guess it happened publicly on their show where he was dog walked. He had basically grass stains on his corduroys. Where I drug him, you know, and he took several L's. I mean, it was so bad that Chris was like, text me and was like, lay down for him, pull the Santana Garrett and lay down for him. And I did.
You're like, no yobs.
Well, I did. I said, go ahead.
You going to plug your other, appearance there, Radio Star?
Well, you know, I'm out here in these Breaker and Bane Power Hour streets. You know, they dropped part one of my interview. I appreciate those guys so much, Breaker and Bane. Like the interview, I don't know how long they played of the first one, like a half an hour. And me and Breaker probably talked for like 2 hours before we actually even started recording. And that was really, you know, that was really cool. Like, we had a good time talking old school wrestling. So
if anybody else wants to book Barry for their podcast, just reach out. If you guys are prepared to meet his quote, we can absolutely make that happen.
Why reach out? Just fucking put my name out there.
Just book him like Rucker did.
Fucking Rucker. I swear. I mean, I honestly don't know what's going on Friday. I mean, if I'm home and I'm bored, I will dog walk them all except Pete, because I love Pete. But, yeah. I mean, I think from the last time we were on there, they realized we don't want that smoke. And And Marty, White Marty, hashtag, yeah. I mean, he, when he even had the fucking inkling that we may come back on that show, he was like, I don't want to debate. If you should listen to that show, how fast he's like, please, Chris, Papa, please. And
Papa.
Yeah. And Chris is like, son, listen, I won't do this to you. I'll take that L.
Shout out Chris and the corduroy kid, Marty.
That's him. And I love Rucker and Marty.
We got to get through this news.
Go ahead.
Network Spotlight Series 2. We have some pictures. We got Ricochet with the United States Championship. We got Matt Hardy with Vanguard 1 Dilapidated Boat. We got Wendy Richter, with a Women's Championship. And we got Kurt Angle with gold medal and You Suck Thank You shirt. Your thoughts, Barry? Obviously, Wendy Richter's a must. I think Matt Hardy's a must for me as well. I like the whole series. I'll get 3 of the 4. I don't need Angle.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. I wish that Wendy comes with a coat, a jacket, something like that. Maybe earrings. I don't see any earrings there as an accessory. She always wore those big bangle type fucking earrings. But yeah, they look cool. The Ricochet looks really good too. So excited for him, man.
Also, Super 7 Reaction Andres. Got one blue with the blue card. Got the blue gear. He's holding, it's kind of like set up with his hand around a can of beer. Then you got the red card. Obviously, you have his later years Andre, earlier years Andre. Bury your thoughts.
Now, here's where we're talking about they should hope that it looks better in hand. Because these picks look fucking horrible. And I mean, I'm not saying nothing, you know, bad. If you've seen them,
you just said they look horrible. Well, you're not saying anything bad.
I'm not trying to say anything bad. But I mean,
it's just happening.
It does. It happens when I get going. And the fucking black singlet looks fucking Johnny Generic. I mean, these, and I hate to say this because I don't even know the dudes at Super 7. They look like the fucking off-brand wrestlers that you used to buy at fucking Walgreens or
local wrestlers.
Yes, HL Green stamps, whatever the fuck. They look like those, and I will not buy them. And
yeah, especially they're $17.99. I'm not. No, I mean, if you're a big Andre fan and they're a must-have, I get it. But I mean, I'm cool with, you can miss me on these. I'm cool.
Yeah, I can't be doing that.
And I had a little relapse, Barry.
What happened?
I was an addict for a long time, about 8 months. I was getting pro wrestling crates every month. And I stopped the addiction. I discontinued the subscription. And then I logged on and I see they have a retro wrestling crate coming. You're talking about the Macho Man. You're talking about Iron Sheik, Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, The Ultimate Warrior, Kamala, and Jerry Lawler versus Andy Kaufman. I had to resubscribe. I got to have this one. I could literally wear a t-shirt of anybody I named. Anything that, yeah, there's not one. Usually in a pro wrestling crate, you're like, oh, yeah, I don't worry about that guy's stuff. Or, oh, yeah, you know, you're just kind of buying it for two or three guys. Every single guy I named, I'm hot and cold on the Warrior, but every single guy I named is like, hyped up about. So yeah, I got one. It's coming.
Yeah, he's you sent me the picture of that, and I was like, that's a pretty dope ass crate. Like I'm excited to see what all comes in it, man.
And I will do a live unboxing, whether it be on Twitter Live, or I'll make a video for YouTube and post it on Twitter, whatever it may be. But I will somehow video record. There will be a video of me generally opening this crate and being surprised by what I find.
Love
and them. Usually, like, when I get the crates, I get them kind of a day before everybody else does. And usually people in the Midwest do, because they come out of Chicago. So I've never had one really spoiled. So, yeah, I can't wait to see it, and I'll be posting a video of that.
And he's going to be spoiling everybody else's shit.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, fuck yeah.
Barry, you ready for the legwork segment?
I'm ready.
This is, well, I want to say everyone has their segment where they shop for toys. Ours is hashtag legwork. It's not just a segment we call for a name of a segment, but also it's a hashtag on Twitter. If you guys are out shopping, looking for toys, out doing this legwork, whether it be on the internet, out in the world, whatever, use the hashtag. Tell us what you're looking for, what you're finding. It kind of helps everybody else, you know, kind of see what's coming, or somebody may be able to help you out, or people have met just by using the hashtag and done good business together. So I encourage that. But our segment is called hashtag legwork. Very light one this week after a couple really loaded legwork segments. All I got this week was a Target exclusive page from the homie, Sammy Evans, at Sith Lord Sammy, gifted it to me. I tried to pay the man. I tried so hard to pay the man. I even thought about just sending money, but, you know, I wanted to be genuine and accept the gift. It was a nice gesture. I really appreciate it, Sammy. I have every exclusive now but the Cassius Ono. I heard a lot of people say that, actually. But yeah, I'm looking at my wall. Phenomenal looking figure. I think it looks great. Barry, you got a good look at it. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I love that figure. I think it's really cool. And Sammy is the type of dude that, I mean, have you noticed that so many people that send you things out of, you know, the kindness of their heart, we're not really used to that. So no. we will try to offer something back and they will get mad at us. Like, no, I didn't do it.
Motherfucker, take the gift. Sammy didn't say that, but yeah, I mean, I always feel bad.
Hey, and Sammy, he was in my DMs on Sunday with a fuck Aaron Rodgers early. So let me get that out there. And that was fuck Aaron Rodgers, hashtag White Marty.
You guys can follow him at Sith Lord Sammy. Yeah, Sammy's the dude. Appreciate your support, buddy. Other than that, I got family in the Ohio players. We've been doing some exchanges. I'm trying to come up with some stuff for people. Try to hook people up. I'm going to hook up everybody except for Ty's wife's husband.
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck him.
Now me and him's gonna like actually probably just open figures up at a Wingstop or something. You know what I mean? Just sitting there real hood, just eat chicken wings, drink beer, and open figures.
And getting fucking barbecue sauce all over him. I love it. This fucker. Well, yeah. Talk about fucking needing a tan. Just go ahead.
But yeah, I went out for legwork this week. Didn't find anything. Nothing's really hitting at Walmart. Nothing's really changed. So I didn't even see a number jump at a Target. I check all throughout the day, every day. So, yeah, just kind of took a chill. Wasn't really doing as much. Wasn't really looking as much. And, man, my tongue hurts like a motherfucker. God damn it, that Chipotle. It was so good. I was just chewing so hard, man.
Fuck that brown rice Chipotle.
You have any legwork this week?
I got a general fucking welfare type leg work. Basically nothing has changed. We are down to two Elite 68s, both Brie Bellas.
Both Brie Bellas.
Yeah. Well, somebody got the Daniel Bryan. But I did talk to one of the managers and they are supposedly going to do a restock here, in a couple weeks in February. So we will see what we end up with. Hopefully something fucking cool.
But yeah, that's all I got. I know that you ready for jobbing with Josh's favorite segment?
You know, I had a question. What was he wearing this fucking week?
What was he wearing this week? But I'll tell you what he's going to be wearing next week on the new arrivals at Pro Wrestling Tees. Go check them out right now, ProWrestlingTees.com. We don't have an advertisement. We just really believe in what they do. There's a new Japan shirt, a new PCO shirt. That MLW Von Erich shirt is fire. Absolute fire. Hangman, drink my beer. There's a bunch of like New Japan gym towels. Bob Holly, whole thing sucked. T-shirt. Really like that. Jim Ross, where's my push, damn it? 50-50 booking sucks. So, yeah. Really good stuff.
Awesome.
Anything jump out? New Danhausen shirt.
Yeah, I was going to say
that. Danhausen.
Putting his ass over every week now.
Every week. Anything jump out at you, Barry?
Not on that page. Not on there.
Well, what Josh is wearing this week, currently, let me make sure I have it here.
That's my question.
Jobbing with Josh's top 10 on Pro Wrestling Tees this week. You know, we all know that Josh, it's cold in Iowa this time of year, right? It is. You might as well get the AEW logo premium varsity zip hoodie for $49.99. Josh has one that he actually wears around the house and one that he wears outside. So that was number 10. Number 9, the Hangman Adam Page has been drinking with the arrow pointed up. Number 8, All Elite Wrestling shirt, AEW logo shirt. Number 7 would be the Bullet Club, just traditional Bullet Club shirt. That shirt's historically iconic, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they sold that shit at Hot Topic.
Yeah, I mean, amazing. Number, was it? What are we on now? 5. No, 6. John Moxley, Paradigm Shift. 5. Knocking Point. 2019 Wicked Aim. What we got here? 4. The Inner Circle spray paint shirt, which is like kind of their classic shirt they wear. Number 3, the Chris Jericho, a little bit of the bubbly shirt. Fantastic. My buddy wears that all the time. Number 2, one of my favorite shirts on his site is the Old School Cody Retro with All Profits Support Firefighter Efforts in Australia. And Barry, why don't you go ahead and tell everyone what the number 1 selling shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees was last week?
The most over man in AEW. The freshly squeezed one himself. Mr. Orange Cassidy.
Fantastic shirt. You got kind of the lazy thumb, freshly squeezed around it. Comes in orange and comes in white. Hey, listen. Everyone had an opinion. Dude's over. Dude's making money with his gimmick. I ain't mad at it.
You can't be mad at it. I mean, the dude's over, and he does flips with his hands in his pockets. So, I mean, what can you say?
And also, they still have the bundle pre-orders available now for the Micro Brawler Wave 5. Obviously, we talked about that last week. Terry Funk, Dustin Rhodes, Chase Owens, Bad Luck Fale, Arn Anderson, and a metallic gold Okada. And all right, Barry, you want to wrap it up with some Amazon deals?
Yeah, let's do her.
We can also play a game inside of that segment. How much does Sherry cost this week?
Right.
She's went from 25 to 40 to 50. Now she's at 30. Not a bad deal. WrestleMania Triple H Elite 30, WrestleMania 32, 2078. I like that. D-Lo Elite 52, 1901. What else we got here?
Fucking Alistair's $44.
Triple H, the Attitude Era Triple H, still holding strong under $10 at $9.89. Yeah, that Alistair's so sweet. Gotta have it. But the Elias from that series is $20. Shit.
And that's a sweet Elias, too.
And also the top picks, Finn Balor, AJ Styles, Braun, and Seth Rollins. Actually, the Braun's been $10.99. The rest of them have been $9.99. Very tempted to get the AJ just to have the belt and have it loose. But, yeah, so, and Target does price match on Amazon, too, so don't forget that. The Big Show is dropping. The Elite 71 Big Show is dropping. It's down to $19.19. I wouldn't be surprised if it's at, like, Walmart $15.88 here real soon. I love that figure. I mean, I encourage everybody to get it. I think it's great. I mean, I'm a fan of the Attitude Era, too. I mean, it's kind of when I was peak fan, so... A little sentimental value there. But, yeah, nothing really else jumps out at me here. Let me see if I can.
They got a Don Morocco. They got 2 Don Moroccos left, $28.95. For those of you that can't find one.
Which is really good.
Yeah, shipped, so.
We have Elite 74. Up here on Amazon. A few of them here. You got AJ, which looks exactly like the fucking top picks, except it comes with a vest. Finn Balor, Andrade. Yeah. I ain't mad at it. Always go to Amazon, too. Type in newest, see what they got. Mick Foley, WrestleMania 22, the one that's coming out this spring. $19.99 free delivery for Prime members.
Oh, I can
same way with the Booker T, which I kind of want the Booker T. I might get that tonight.
I can see it in your future.
Just with Amazon, you know what I mean? Just you're worried about them kicking it to your house.
No shit. What about the fucking the LJNs? Those who is it? The Young Bucks and the shit's all bent.
Oh my god.
But that's factored. They do that to everybody apparently.
Normally I'll let you bury ringside, right? Normally that's kind of your gimmick. But when people say, like, all the LJNs come folded, and they say, well, that's how they come from the factory. Wouldn't you tell people that on the front end when they're buying them?
You would think.
Instead of leading them to believe that they're going to get a mint on card?
Yeah, and nobody has one except other people have one?
Like, oh, that's how they come from the factory. Folded down. Okay. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, somebody even, like, posted a box of them and shit, and I was like... Fucking let people know.
I'll tell you what, next time I get in trouble with the law, I'm hiring those dudes to be my lawyer.
No shit.
I mean, just excuse ready.
Yeah, and they keep them on deck. This is a rare.
So, in case you guys want to go to Ringside Collectibles, put in the code DTF. They will charge you 25% more for whatever you're ordering.
We don't care, though.
No, not really. We kiss no rings on this fucking podcast.
We're fucking bending no knee.
All right, you got anything else, Barry, before we get in trouble?
Fuck, we're already in trouble, but that's fine. No, thank everybody again for listening. Like I said, this is always, you know, a joy to for us. Every week, it's a relief from our, you know, real life jobs and everything else. We get to come on here, talk wrestling figures. Make new friends. We talked about it today. It's amazing how close we've gotten with so many people that we haven't even met, and they show us nothing but love. They enjoy what we do. They tell us, you know, what our show means to them. So with that, you know, thank you guys so much. It's humbling, you know what I mean? It really is. And we ain't the most humble sumbitches on the planet, so take that for what you will. So with that, you can follow me on Twitter at bfrost28. Eric, drop the credentials, sir.
You can follow me on Twitter at ericbrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. You can buy our shirts at whatamaneuver.net, go to Shop by Store, scroll down to Doing the Favor podcast, get our first time on the line shirt. Search us on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Google Play by searching Doing the Favor podcast. Please give us a 5-star rating, review, subscription, all that stuff on iTunes. It really helps us out a lot. Thank you guys all so much that supports us. I'm excited to see all the Ohio players at AEW next week. And yeah, man, let's keep this thing going. Thank you guys all so much.
And before I close this out, you're meeting up with Drew, right? Drew's going to be there?
Yeah.
Have you seen this sexy son of a bitch? I mean, he's got a man beard. I can see just chicks with fucking wing paper panties throwing them at you guys in whatever row you're sitting in. I mean, he's going to be picking up chicks. It's going to be ridiculous. So I'm going to ride. I'm going to hang with Drew next time I come in town and just get leftovers. So that's the homie. Shout out to Drew, Tara, all the Ohio players. I hope you guys have an awesome time. With that, good night and God bless.
Peace.